Representative Nancy Mace moves to censure Representative Corey Mills, citing alleged domestic violence, stolen valor, conflicts of interest. By Olivia Rondo on November 19, 2025. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, is calling for the censure and immediate removal of Representative Corey Mills, RFL, from the House Committee on Armed Services and the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, citing a series of alarming ethical, legal, and personal misconduct allegations. The South Carolina Congresswoman sent a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, on Wednesday, arguing that Mills' domestic violence accusations, alleged conflicts of interest, and misrepresentations of military service are reason enough to kick him out of the committees. Mace also announced that she authored a resolution to force a vote on the House floor to censure the Florida congressman, stating, "These allegations are far too serious to ignore." A member of Congress accused of assaulting women, profiting off federal contracts from his seat, and inflating or falsifying his service record has no business anywhere near national security committees, Mace said in a statement. "This isn't about partisan politics, it's about protecting the integrity of this institution and the safety of women." Both her letter to Johnson and her resolution referenced the same allegations against Mills, citing a February Washington, D.C., Metropolitan Police Department, MPD, report stating that his girlfriend accused him of grabbing, shoving, and pushing her out of the door of his residence. "Officers observed fresh bruises on her arm," Mace wrote. The woman reportedly let officers hear Mills instruct her to lie about the origin of her bruises. Police determined probable cause existed for misdemeanor assault and sent an arrest warrant to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia. The alleged victim walked back her claims soon after the incident, and the investigation was closed. While the personal matter in question was emotionally charged, there was no physical altercation, she told NBC News. Mills' office also claimed innocence, saying in a statement that the congressman vehemently denies any wrongdoing whatsoever, and is confident any investigation will clear this matter quickly. In July, a different former significant other of Mills, Republican State Committeewoman and Miss United States pageant winner Lindsay Langston, accused him of threatening to release intimate photos and videos of her and to harm her future romantic partners. In October, a Florida court granted her an order of protection against Mills. The judge found that Langston does have a reasonable cause to believe that she is in imminent danger of becoming the victim of another act of dating violence without an injunction being entered. Mills is separated but still legally married to his wife, former Trump administration national security official Rana Al-Saadi. Mace's resolution also pointed out that the Office of Congressional Conduct, OCC, found in August 2024 that companies owned by Mills secured nearly $1 million in federal contracts for munitions and weapons while he served in Congress, with 94 contracts awarded since January 2024. The OCC concluded that there is substantial reason to believe that Rep. Mills may have entered into, held, or enjoyed contracts with federal agencies while he was a member of Congress in violation of House rules, standards of conduct, and federal law. The resolution also pointed to reports indicating that one of Mills' companies, Pochum, has sold munitions to foreign nations including Saudi Arabia, Ukraine, and Colombia while he served on the Foreign Affairs and Armed Services Committees, giving him direct oversight of U.S. military aid and arms sales policy. Mills' military service record was also called into question in the resolution, with Mace pointing to several service members who served with him who have disputed the account of events which formed the basis for his 2021 Bronze Star recommendation. Five individuals who served with Mills, including two men Mills allegedly saved, disputed Mills was involved in their rescue or provided life-saving care. One sergeant called the account a fabrication, Mace wrote. Democrats attempted to censure Mills and kick him off the Armed Services Committee on Tuesday, but withdrew it after a GOP measure to censure Del. Stacey Plaskett, DVI, over her recently revealed communications with Jeffrey Epstein narrowly failed, Axios reported. Reps. Don Bacon, Arne, Lance Gooden, RTX, Dave Joyce, RO, voted with Democrats against the measure to censure Plaskett, while Reps. Andrew Garbarino, RNY, Jay Obernolt, RCA, and Dan Moiser, RPA, voted present. Representative Kat Kamik, RFL, shared her dismay on social media, accusing fellow Republicans of cutting a backroom deal, supposedly to protect Mills. Tonight, a handful of Republicans took a dive on a vote to strip Stacey Y. Plaskett of her position on House Intel because of her ties to Epstein, she wrote. They did it to protect a Republican facing his own ethics issues from a similar vote. This backroom deal shit is swampy, wrong, and always deserves to be called out. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.